This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Colette Smart joins me on the line. She is a adolescent psychologist. Good morning, Colette.
Good morning.
Now, you always have a wealth of wisdom for us this morning. We want to chat about building resilience in our teens. All right, talk to us.
Well, I wanted to talk about this topic because I will be on a panel next week, and this will be my main topic next week. It's a panel for parents of teens. And so I just find resilience is a big buzzword. It's been in the media again lately, but it's not just pop psychology. I love that there's so much research behind resilience. Resilience is essentially just being able to bounce back from adversities or setbacks in life and not that it can crush you. So we all want that for our teens. I think what we often think is that resilience is fixed, so that your child is either born resilient or they not. So they have that personality trait or they don't. And that's actually not true. We realize that resilience is something that can be learned. We can teach our children how to be more resilient. And there's some recent survey that showed some results where they found that 10-year-old children are more resilient than teens, which actually indicates to me how much resilience can fluctuate in our lives. So resilience is important because it's critical to predicting which children will eventually be good at outcomes later in life. So they, if you have a resilient teen, they're often better at avoiding alcohol issues, drug problems. They're generally more satisfied with life. They're often successful more academically, and they have more stable relationships. So Resilient Youth Australia surveyed about 28,000 young people, and they found a big difference between 10-year-olds and teenagers. So they found that about 59% of 10-year-olds were good or excellent in terms of their levels of resilience, and only 30% or 32% of 15-year-olds. And they asked the question why. So they said what they found was 10-year-olds have been found to be most likely to feel they have an adult that listens to them. They feel encouraged, they feel safe at school, and they generally feel hopeful. So my colleague Andrew Fuller, who's also a psychologist, says that parents often feel less close to their kids during adolescence, and adolescents' involvement in community activities drops off around this age. So it highlights how much we need to draw near and closer to our teens and keep them involved in sports and community activities. And we need to stop complaining about our teens. I feel like complaining about teens is a national sport. I feel like we always have to see the bad things that teens do. And really, there are so many great stories about teens. Our kids are doing okay. Our teens are fabulous. I work in schools with teens, and the majority of them are beautiful young people. And we need to be asking them for ideas and getting them to help us solve problems about things in school or issues in life. They really do have opinions, and I love that.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, so I think creating resilience, what actually helps young people and teens become more resilient. So we know, I often say to teens, think of it as the gems in a game or the boosters in your video game. So just like in a video game, if you don't have enough gems or you keep losing your power builders, you get knocked out of the game and it becomes more difficult. So the gems in your life are the things like a sense of being connected to adults, a sense of belonging to a community, a group, a sports team, feeling empowered enough to make a difference in your life, just even in the day-to-day small things, and then feeling that people have high expectations of you as a teen, and actually, you know, us as parents, getting them to live up to some of those things and then helping them be engaged at school. So, you know, destroying your resilience is really the opposite. So not being connected, not developing skills in life, not being positive, not facing up to your own problems. So talking to our teens about building resilience, we can say to them, what were the bad times that happened to you before? How were you affected by them? And then what helped you? Who did you go to for help? How did you overcome that obstacle? How did you do it last time? What did we learn from that? And let's try and do more of that. What did you learn about yourself that you can use because you've obviously got stuff in yourself that you used before, let's try and use more of those. So really, those are some of my thoughts and ideas around resilience.
Such good advice there, Colette. Such great wisdom. I think that's going to be really helpful for parents of teens and even tweens coming into that next age group, that next season of life. Now, you are speaking on this somewhere very soon. Tell us about that.
Yep. So it's actually a Q&A parents forum for an organisation. It's actually a free magazine called Exploring Teens, but they've put up this parenting forum. And it's exploring the question, is this normal teenage behavior? And so I'm on the panel, but there's Paul Wade, who's talking about life experiences. He was the captain of the Socceroos. There's Liz Walker, who's a sexologist, so she'll be talking about the issue with pornography. Sarah McMahon from Body Matters Australasia, she's talking about eating disorders. There's Brad Marshall, Trent Southworth, John George. So there's all sorts of people. So Trent Southworth, for example, is an ex-New South Wales police liaison officer. So we're talking about a whole lot of issues, drugs and alcohol, problematic internet use, tutoring, issues with pornography. So, and it's for parents to really come and hear some of us speak and then ask questions about their teens and find out what is everyone experiencing and what is best practice. And so that can actually be found on exploringteens.com.au, and that's next Tuesday evening from 6:30, so that's the 5th of April from, 6 p.m. for 6:30 start.
Beautiful. Colette, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for having me again.
And you can read more from Colette and hear more at colettesmart.com.